Welcome back, everybody. It's Tuesday, February 21st, Fat Tuesday, so y'all enjoy that. We expect everybody to act right starting tomorrow. We have some buzz around some audio recordings of a politician, a really, really old abortion ban that's still technically on the books, and a female on-field baseball coach from Tuscaloosa. My name's Ike Morgan, and we are down in Alabama. Audio recording said to be of Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed going off about black votes and white money and ambivalent feelings about Maxwell Gunther Air Force Base were leaked over the weekend, reports AL.com's Howard Koplowitz. Now, these are apparently edited together pieces of audio with the mayor weaving profanities into explanations of the importance of, quote, white money, and that the black vote may not be as necessary for him in future elections, and another in which he said the Air Force Base doesn't mean that much to him since he doesn't know anybody there. The recordings were obtained by the conservative news and opinion outlet 1819 News, which did not reveal the source of the clips. In a statement issued Monday night, Reed said the audio is part of an extortion attempt. He said the clips were secretly recorded and, quote, feature carefully selected sound bites of my voice. State Representative Chris Englund, a Tuscaloosa Democrat, has filed a bill for next month's legislative session that would repeal an abortion ban from the 19th century that isn't even in effect anymore, reports AL.com's Mike Kaysen. So why would he do this now? Well, in the event that the state's current abortion ban, the Human Life Protection Act, for whatever reason were blocked by a court or face some currently unforeseen demise, you still have a situation where Roe v. Wade is no longer in effect. So Englund believes that under that scenario, and you constitutional lawyers decide for yourselves that likelihood, that the old ban might be enforced. And that old ban, unlike the current one, Englund believes might lead to the prosecution of the woman who has an abortion performed on her. Now, the old law was put into effect in the 1800s and stood as Alabama's abortion ban until Roe v. Wade in 1973. It was a misdemeanor for anyone administering to any pregnant woman any drug, instrument, or other means to induce an abortion unless it was to preserve the life or health of the mother. The new law makes it more clear that the mother is not to be held criminally or civilly liable for an abortion. This baseball season, Taylor Jackson of Tuscaloosa will become one of the few women who work as on-field coaches in professional baseball, reports AL.com's Craig Stevenson. The 24-year-old Jackson was hired by the Greenville Drive, a single-A affiliate of the Boston Red Sox. She played baseball into her teenage years, worked on strength and conditioning staffs at the University of Alabama, worked with the Tide's softball team, and as a grad student, was a volunteer assistant with the baseball program at Louisiana Tech. Now, she said she'll be coaching first base and filling in gaps anywhere she's needed to help the rest of the staff, doing everything from working with outfielders and base runners during games to helping in the bullpen and batting cage and working on the tech side. There were at least 11 women who worked as on-field coaches in pro baseball last season, according to the National Baseball Hall of Fame. Thank y'all so much for listening. We're going to be back here tomorrow. Until then, come on by and see us anytime you want to on the World Wide Web at AL.com.